News Talk Breakfast.
In association with Air. Keeping Ireland connected with no limits data on Air Mobile.
Now, John Duggan joins us with this morning's sport and a Six Nations Championship on the line for Ireland this weekend.
Yeah,
John.
Very exciting, Claire, very exciting. Good morning. And to have a Six Nations on Halloween, I suppose, sums up 2020, but at least we have the competition. Now, Ireland will win the championship if they're in a bonus point win in France tomorrow night. It's easier said than done. England should beat Italy by the maximum amount. Now, we're joined on the line to look ahead to Ireland's game by the former Triple Crown winning coach with Ireland, Eddie O'Sullivan. Eddie, good morning.
Good morning, Sean.
So what do you make of the Irish team, Eddie? Robbie Henshaw in for Gary Ringrose, 50 points on the board against Italy last week. How can we hurt France tomorrow?
Well, I think certainly Gary Ringrose a loss, but Robbie Henshaw's a lot of experience, so I wouldn't be worried about it. Having said that, this French team are kind of a team that's building, and they played Wales last week. They got a good win there, so they've been, you know, in good spirits. The French always play on emotion. They're at home. It's going to be a tough one. So I think from that perspective, we'll have to get a lot of things right. I think we probably have to hold on to the ball a bit against this French team because if we kick it away, they've got a lot of firepower in the backfield. Or if we do kick, we're going to be very accurate about it. And I think we're going to defend maybe a little better than last week. I know we kept Italy's score down, but we made a couple of mistakes. We paid a big price. We won't be able to do that in Paris because it really just injects energy into the French team if we make those mistakes.
So in 2006, Eddie, you were in charge. We got four tries in Paris, but we still lost the game. We need a bonus point. But what should the mindset be? Do we get on top and try to win the game first, or do we throw a bit of caution to the wind?
I think you've got to try and win the game. If you don't win the game, you know, you've no chance. Even if we don't get the bonus point, we could still win the championship. So I think the key is to win the game. And also, if you go out into a game and you're thinking about bonus points, it's really a bad idea. You just got to play the game quarter by quarter. And I think we go out. And a win in Paris is still a pretty good objective. But you don't often do it, despite the fact that we're a more consistent team now. But having said that, I think really go win the game. Forget about the bonus point. If we get three tries and we're in the lead and there's time in the clock, then you go for it. You throw caution to the wind. But certainly the key is to get a win here and see where that takes us.
Yeah, we've seen before in Paris when the crowd gets going, as you said there, it can be a very long afternoon. It'll be a long evening tomorrow night, but there's no crowd. Is that actually a help for Ireland?
That's the thing, yeah. I think it could be a help because I think, you know, it's very hard to play there with the energy they get from the crowd. Having said that, of course, it works two ways in France. If you get on top of them, the crowd turn on them. So but I would say on a balance, yeah, it'll be a strange atmosphere in Paris to play without that sort of emotion pushing the French team on, you know.
And generally when we beat them there, it's usually only by one score. Fabien Galthié is in there now. They're revitalised. They got a good half-back pairing, Dupont and Antomac, good back row. It's going to be tough, Eddie.
Yeah, and I think this is a young French team that's on the build. You know, like we've played French teams before that weren't sure where they are. I think they're a much more organised team, and what's quite unusual this for French teams, they have picked their most consistent and strongest side available to them. You know, there's only really one change there, and that's a forced change with Teddy Thomas getting injured and having to step down. So it's a fairly settled French team already. They're a team on the rise, so it's going to be a tall order. But you know, I think the hoodoo of France is well gone now. We've won there a few times in recent times. So I think we should just go in there and play our game and see where that gets us to.
Eddie, how are you calling it?
I'd love to say Ireland, but I think, you know, it might be just a step too far. But having said that, look, we've done it before. So I'd be quietly confident we'll get one across on them.
Well, let's keep our fingers crossed for tomorrow. Thanks for speaking to us this morning, Eddie O'Sullivan.